Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out, using it to your advantage. We're having a great visit with our good friend Wayne Cruz, Vice President with the Competitive Enterprise Institute. That's CEI.org. We've been telling you about what their organization does. I encourage you to support them and organizations like them that are out there doing other things. Wayne's work is heavily in the area of regulatory reform. Wayne, one of the things that I'd like to point out is that we've been hearing from the SBA and from you and from others that small business regulatory compliance is double per employee per year what it costs major corporations. And what is it up to? Somewhere around maybe $8,000 a year by now per employee per year.
It's more than that, Jim.
It may be.
Now with, I'm sad to tell you this, but now for a small firm of under 20, the regulatory costs now are $10,000 a year, $10,500 per employee.
And when I started doing my show, folks, let me give you an example. When Wayne and I and others at the SBA and other people who do some of the things similar to what Wayne did have reported on our show, way back when we first started talking about this, Wayne, the number was about $6,000 per employee.
That's right.
Year.
That's right.
And now it's over $10,000. Now, Wayne, here's the thing. Here's what's got to happen. You do this 10,000 commandments. You do the macro numbers. You try to boil it down to the numbers we just gave for small business owners. But until we come up with some kind of a worksheet that a small business owner can fill out for themselves and say, okay, do you do this? This is how much it costs. Do you do this? This is how much it costs. So that every small business owner actually can attribute what their regulations are, what their regulatory compliance expenses are for themselves, and do the total on that, and then evaluate whether any of it's necessary or not. What part is necessary or not. Until you do that, I don't think you're going to really get small business owners' attention as much as you could. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you. I think we need easier ways to tabulate. We need, you know, what you might call report cards that, you know, we've talked about on an aggregate level on the show before. It's easy now to know what the federal government is spending. You can
right.
just open up the federal budget and see what it is, but we don't have a similar tabulation for regulatory
because
costs.
Because what we've got now,
much better, sir. Uh-huh.
What we've got now is take-home pay. See, it's like the take-home pay. We know what we don't so much know what we make as we know what our take-home pay is, and whatever
yeah,
else,
and
the other and stuff we're not sure about.
Say, Fred Smith at CEI would always joke, you know, when the college kid opens his first check, says, "Who is this guy, FICA?"
Yeah.
but it's very true, and I would love to see, and I think you might see more of this kind of thing because there are much more state level surveys of regulations and state level surveys of what the in-state agencies are doing, because in a lot of ways those are even worse. There's a newer study out on California's regulatory costs, which are pushing $1 trillion. And I was just mentioning to you during the break about the Sarbanes-Oxley costs are way above what anybody thought. And there,
now see, that's a good example. That's a good example. That's a good example of something that the average small business owner thinks doesn't affect them, but it does.
Mm-hmm.
And this joke of a bill, the Dodd-Frank Act. Which is, I mean, if it could it have possibly been named after two more ignominious individuals than those two?
I point out these statistics and these numbers and trends, but I want to stay optimistic. I really think that if we can wrestle this down, if we can do some good things like the RAINS Act or freeze regulations, do a moratorium again.
But that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen in the current political structure.
We may be on the road to making it happen. And what I want to, you know, I'd like to leave with the notion that most of America's wealth has not been created yet. And if we can get some policies right now
right.
and start to treat or administer and monitor
right,
and control regulation, at least the way we are on the budget. At least that's a minimum thing that we have to do. Then we can make sure that we don't apply crazy regulations to small business, to new emerging.
You and I are not saying, Wayne, you and I are not saying that there shouldn't be any regulations. We're just saying they need to be regulations that allow people like small business owners to follow their dream without being unnecessarily burdened. And that's what's going on, folks. And the current political structure is not conducive to regulatory compliance being good for small businesses. Wayne, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim. We'll see you next time.
Keep up the good work up there. Wayne Cruz, ladies and gentlemen. Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org is the website. Check it out. Support those guys. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.